What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Watchword crappin', watchword crappin', who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, the one and only hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you? I'm doing pretty good. I cut some onions today and I was like, I'm going to pre-cut these onions and I'm going to put them in the Dutch oven so that when we're done recording, I can just go down there and start dinner immediately because I'm having some people over for dinner. And guess what? Now it smells like BO in my house. And people are going to come over and be like, oh, wow, Ronnie has not taken a shower in a long time. So thanks for having us over, you stinky fuck.
Well, once you start cooking those onions, it'll permeate the house and it'll smell wonderful in there. As opposed to me right now, who actively smells like BO. I can't blame it on any onions.
How delicious.
Delish. Look, it's almost like I've been sleeping in a hot, sweaty motel. Just like
fresh as a fucking daisy myself.
Well, anyway, today we're here to talk about Luann and Sonia. Welcome to Crappy Lake. Before we dive into that, come watch our videos. The videos are, we put them on YouTube, but they go to Patreon first with Crappins on Demand. Support us with Crappins on Demand, and you get access to these videos exclusively for a week before they go onto YouTube. So check that out, patreon.com/watchforcrappins. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram, @whatcrappins, @RonnieKaram, @BenMandelker, because we have launched a brand new call-in IG live show. It's sort of like, it's the next iteration of Take a Seat. It's called Crappy Hour, much like the Crappy Hour that, I hope to enjoy later this evening, but with a cocktail and happy. So come join us for that, because it was really fun. We had our first one, and it was super, we just had a great time chatting with you guys all and talking Bravo shit. So that is all the big, exciting news. And now let's dive back into Crappy Lake. Which opens with a hot tub arriving at this Benton Motel. I think it's called the Benton Motel. I actually don't really remember. But this hot tub is being delivered.
The Benton Motel. Okay, you just really gave it too much credit there.
It's what
the
did
Benton
I say?
Motel. I think hotel.
As opposed to No, I didn't say hotel. I said, but maybe it sounded like hotel.
Wow. Maybe,
it sounded
maybe like. I was just checking my texts.
It could have been. So either way,
maybe I just want to correct you today for things that you didn't do wrong. How about that?
Well, it's possible I said hotel by accident and just, you know, maybe it was a Freudian slip.
How about I just give you shit for the rest of this episode?
I'm you in could.
The mood. It's the end of our
you
week.
You could. I don't care.
I'm going to become that kind of husband today. I'm going to be like, wrong.
Well, was I did it to you on Dwell Hello, so it's fine.
Ben.
Listen, we correct each other because we're just trying to make the best possible product, okay?
We're just trying to be as correct as possible, guys. So the Aloha hot tub people come over, and Luann and Sonia are dressed like they're going to like a singles hour. I mean, I don't know what the fuck, how to even describe how Luann is dressed specifically, but she's in a skin-tight mini dress and like high heels that are have the straps wrapped around her calves.
Gladiator style, right?
To watch a hot tub be put in.
This is the most exciting thing that's happened to the town in quite some time. Okay, hot tub arrival. So they've ordered a hot tub to up the profile of this motel. And yeah. Like, well, everybody loves a hot tub. I mean, isn't that right? That's what we figure. You know, we want to like generate more tourism here. So, you know what they say? Come for the hot tub, stay for the roaches.
So now they're driving around, and Luann's like, yeah, I mean, it just needs a little hot tub. Little hot tub, zhuzh. And Sonia says, yeah, it just needs a little sprucing up. P.S. I need to post about my armpit plaster. I'm not going to get paid for that. Do you, anywhere you see a good background?
Yeah, because they're brainstorming. This is like a flashback. They're brainstorming on what they could do to fix the hotel. And Luann's like, you know what? They need to redo the vanities and do some painting. And they both are like, hot tub. There it is.
So Luann's like, so are any of these people single? And Cindy from Aloha, the hot tub lady, is like, no.
Oh, really? Well, we have a surprise. Hey, Akash, come over here. We have a surprise for you. Guess what it is?
And he's like, a hot tub.
It's like, I'm going to guess based on the hot tub truck in the front yard and the people in hot tub uniforms and also the giant hot tub. It's
no,
a hot tub.
Silly. A chorus line. The music and the mirror and the chance to dance for you.
Is the local water okay to fill up the hot tub with, or does it have fish bones in it? I'm just not sure. It's like, yeah, no, it's fine. Somebody's like, are we going to get yeast infections? And he's like, nah, nah, no, not from this kind of hot tub.
I got a yeast infection from my ice machine once. The ice was brown. Don't ask. I won't.
Well, you know, let's clean out these jets, Lou. Okay, let's get the hose right in the hole and clean it. Okay, we got to do that. So Luann's like, ha, I got a hose. You know, I'm going to do something wild and wacky. Get over here, Akash. God, we got to spray that stink off. I'm finally been here 5 weeks since first bath.
So they wackily spray each other with the hose, with the hot tub jets and stuff. And then Sonia's shoving the hose up her hoo-ha, or up Luann's hoo-ha. And Akash is like, I can't believe a guest would buy me a hot tub. Maybe roses, but a hot tub?
Oh, don't worry. We didn't pay anything. It's going to get repossessed in about a week. So it's like, you know, the hotel doesn't even have a pool. I mean, it doesn't have tennis. It doesn't have a gift shop. It doesn't have a spa. It doesn't have an elevator. It doesn't have maid service. It, you know what? Honestly, I'm actually not even sure it has a roof. So the point is, it needs a hot tub.
But hey, this can be an attraction. Plus, this is the place that we finally buried Pickles. Who? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that out loud. So Sonia's like, so now a big truck comes up, and Sonia's like, who's this hot guy? And Luann's like, oh my God, it's my brother. And we meet Mike, Lou's brother.
Yeah, she basically asked him to come help renovate the hotel because he's the project manager and he can fix anything. And Sonia's like, oh, I've known Mike since forever. He came to my divorce party. He fucked me behind the wet bar. I know him. Like, he has the same work ethic as Luann, which is not much, but just coasts off of other people's success. You know, so the whole family does. They're great.
Hopefully he can renovate like she can sing. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll rethink that plan. But he is very hands-on.
Hopefully he can renovate the way she picks out men. Wait, no, that's not going to work either.
He's married. I mean, he didn't have hands on me. I'm very close to his wife. So, So they're in the truck now, and Sonia and Lou are talking, and she's like, so, do you know how to get to the adoption center, Lou? Put it on the Waze. And he's like,
why don't you just give me directions? You're a terrible co-pilot, Sonia Rita.
Well, it's not my job, Lou. You know, put it in your ways like everyone else, and you know where you're going. She's like, well, it's only 3 minutes away. She's like, I know everything's 3 minutes away here, including my next orgasm. So they go to the dog center that they were at last week, and the dog run is now done. The dogs are outside. They're barking. They're happy. Bobby Overturf is finally happy. And she's like, yeah, everything they gave us has been awesome. And it's just like really cute. All the dogs running around, and the dogs are happy, and much more adoptable because they're not being maniacs.
And Bobby's like, they've been running around all morning, ladies. These people just adopted a dog. And Luann's like, hello, little boy. Did you find a dog? And Sonny's like, it's just so hard to adopt one when there's 17 of them yapping at each other. You know what I mean?
It's also the note they gave us before they fired everyone from Rowney. So Mayor Fred is there with his wife Kay, and Sonia's like, you know, every dog should be allowed to shit outside now, and because of me and Lou, now they can. Oh yeah, let's watch this dog poop. All right, well, this is great. I'm glad we drove out to the middle of Illinois to watch a dog shit on a grass pad.
This is also the first time in like over a decade of seeing Sonia on TV that Sonia's ever cared about dogs pooping outside. Sonia's dog has pooped everywhere inside. Like, she's classic for bringing her dog in and letting it poop everywhere, right? So Sonia's like, it's better to poop outside, right, Lou? And Luann's like, all right. Like, I don't know how many of these threads I need to go down with you, you know?
You know, so at the end of the day, it's just a fence, right? A bunch of wires and holes. But you know what? It's going to keep the strange people Benton away from me. And for that, I am grateful. Thank you, fence.
Luann's like, get over here, let's poop in the grass together. So they all group hug, and Luann's like, Luann gives her a little speech, and Sonia's like, oh my god, these dogs need to run. Some of these bitches are in heat. Same bitches, same.
So now it's 10 days until the Benton Follies, and Luann and Sonia enter the auditorium, and there's a guy at the piano who's like their new, who's like their musical accompaniment, and he's like talking to Bill, and the guy's already complaining. He's like, you know, I'll tell you, it's, you know, it's just, it's frustrating for me because, you know, I'm giving all this, hi ladies. So they walk in, and we find out his name is Courtney Cox.
Oh, is it really Courtney Cox?
His name is Courtney Cox.
Oh my god, I thought they said no. His name is Courtney, and then his name is Courtney, and Lou goes, Courtney Cox, and Lou said, I love all the Cox family, and Lou's like, not related to Courtney Cox, right? And he says, no, but she owes me money, and they're like, why? And he goes, for using my name.
So
wait, so does that mean his name is Courtney Cox?
I mean, I'm
confused about what I'm correcting you on now. His name really
is
Courtney Cox?
No, I'm just
going to
let it slide. I'm going to let it slide.
No, I don't want to let it slide.
It's up there on the Chiron.
I want to be right about something. So his name is Courtney Cox?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look
right now. This ruined my whole day. Fucking, I thought I was going to be right about it. That's so cute. Let's see. So Bill's like, all right, still got it, Court. That was funny. So Luann's like, well, we've been working on a Benton song. All right.
We've got Benton so surprised. When they saw these girls, boy, they were surprised.
Like, I don't know about rhyming surprised with surprise.
Benton surprised. When we came in, we said, surprise.
All right, well, it's just rhyming surprise and surprise. Could you maybe do something with eyes?
Keep them to yourself, Courtney, all right?
His name is Courtney Cox, by the way. It's on the screen. It is official. His name is Courtney Cox. I would take a screen grab, but because of copywriting issues, it would just show up as a black screen. But trust me on this one.
Well, congratulations on being correct again today. Wow.
Well, this way I was staving
really
off.
It's a great day for me so far.
I just was staving off like lots of internet comments like, no, his name really is Courtney Cox. I'm cutting it off. I'm saving us both the time and the energy. So
the thing that kills me is like, I'm taking such good notes on this show. I mean, it takes me an hour and a half to take notes on this stupid 20-minute show. And then I get Courtney Cox wrong, and I love Courtney Cox.
Well, it just shows you love the actress, but maybe not the pianist.
Yeah, I don't love the pianist. Nothing like, I don't really love a moody pianist. Well, that's not true. I do love, one of my best friends is a moody pianist. For the most parts, I don't, though. I'm like, listen, I get it's difficult, but your job is to play, my job is to sing. Nobody needs to hear what's coming from your vocal cords right now, okay? Complaining, Jane? Quiet.
So now they're working on this song. I love when Luann's like, she's like, you know, I write a lot of my own music.
Oh my god, I'm basically a songwriter. You know, yeah. I write my own music, and somebody's like, I write my own orgasms. Never do the same one twice. So I'm basically on the same level.
Courtney Cox goes, "Are your ranges close?" Not familiar with that term. Okay, when you sing, Can you hit a lot of notes? The term notes, can you explain what that is? It pertaining to music? I'm a songwriter.
Sonia's like, I don't know what either one of us, I don't know that either one of us would really have what you'd call range. And Courtney's like, okay, well, are you sopranos or altos? Well, the Countess is more like alto bass meat grinder, meat being put through a grinder while it's still living.
Is gravel an option?
Have you ever heard a spoon get dropped down a dish disposal and then disposal being turned on? Have you ever heard that sound?
What about a banished soul reemerging from a grave into another human form? Is that a tier that we can discuss?
All right, well, here's how we want it. We want it fun, all right? We got to Benton. Bop, bop, ba-da, bop, 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 Benton. Surprise, it's us. Surprise,
no,
Benton.
No. You know, Lou is more show tunes. I'm more like Billie Eilish, you know? I want to be, that's what I want to be. I'm like, you don't even.
Then her Luanne example. Goes,
Eilish.
Her example is like, Sonia's in your city, city, you know, more rappy, like Billie Eilish.
You know, upbeat and fun and happy, like Billie Eilish, you know.
By
you
the
know,
way,
not moody.
Fucking Billie Eilish.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Since his death in 2009, the world has struggled with how Michael Jackson should be remembered. As the king of pop, or as a monster? I'm Leon Nafok, the host of Fiasco and the co-creator of Slow Burn.
And I'm Jay Smooth, a hip-hop journalist and cultural commentator. Michael Jackson was accused of child molestation for the first time in 1993. Our new podcast, Think Twice, Michael Jackson, is the story of what came before and what came after.
Throughout the podcast, we explore what makes Michael Jackson seemingly uncancelable. And we dig into the complicated feelings so many of us have when we hear Billie Jean at the grocery store.
Through dozens of original interviews with people who watched the story unfold firsthand, Think Twice is an attempt to reconcile our conflicted emotions about Michael Jackson, the man, with our deep-seated love of his art.
Listen to Think Twice, Michael Jackson, wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge the entire series ad-free on Audible or the Amazon Music app.
So I went to see Barbie with my family. We loved it, right? I'm with the girls, like girl power. I'm with all my girls. You know, it was a good like girl power movie, okay? So it ends, we watch all the credits because they're so cute and I love the movie. So then the credits end and then they start the real credits and fucking yeah. Billie Eilish comes on with that song. What the fuck is that? And then we all start sobbing in the movies because we're all so emotional already. Can we stop? And also, can we stop playing that in the Home Goods? I don't need to be crying thinking about a Barbie movie in a Home Goods.
Billie Eilish always sounds like you just called her up and she woke up out of a nap. Like, you just woke her up. She's like, when I was real, what was I made for? It's like, do you need to go back to sleep? I can call you later.
What was I made for?
You're the bad one.
What was I made for?
What was I made for? I was a doll. And Barbie, what was I made for? It's like, Billy, honestly, like, I don't have to, it's not pressing. I'll just call. Just call me back when you're awake. No, I'm awake.
You know, if I want to listen to some depressing shit, I'll put on some Adele, okay? I don't need you. Adele knows what she's made for, to be broken up with, okay? That's a woman with sadness with purpose, okay? You listen to Adele, you know she's going to be empowered for about 5 minutes before she gets dumped for the next hour of songs, okay?
Yeah.
I don't need this aimless depression from Billie Eilish. What was I made for? Get off the road. How about that? You're sticking me in traffic because you're driving too slowly, okay? I need you to pay attention, depressy Jesse. Jesus.
So Sonia's like, yeah, make this rappy. We're going to do this rappy like Billie Eilish. And so Courtney Cox is like, I don't know. So he starts doing like a boom, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun sort of thing. And and then like they start to sing and Bill's like, wait, no, hold on. You got to wait for the intro, ladies. He goes, no. He's following me, okay? Courtney Cox follows Billie Eilish. That's the deal.
Well, listen, you know I'm a songwriter. I do have a Pandora station.
I've written over 6 songs.
Is Pandora still a thing? Do they still have that?
For Luana, she's like, no, it's an actual... When I say Pandora station, I mean the in-house station that Pandora stores play when you go to select out your jewelry.
You need to put your... We also have a songwriter in this group, and his name is Ben Mandelker. And Ben actually wrote a song called I Have a Pandora Station.
I know, and I had to rename it because it wasn't... You weren't allowed to have a song called I Have a Pandora Station on Apple.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like a real song. It's like a song that's actually registered with ASCAP. And I said, I named it I Have a Pandora Station. And then ASCAP tried to, or the service tried to submit it to the Apple Music Store, and Apple Music rejected it. So I had to change its name to Forever Countess.
That is so funny. Okay, will you put it at the end of this episode?
Yes.
I love it.
I
have a Pandora station. I have a Pandora station.
I have Pandora station. Hear me across the nation. You might run in marathons, but I get listens in Kazakhstan or something like that.
So good.
How do I rhyme marathon? Because it was at the height of the Carol. Listen to me. I'm like literally doing David Foster doing a documentary. Oh, that song. When I wrote that song.
Yeah. When I was writing one of my 6 tunes. So we get a list of her songs. What Do I Want for Christmas, which she absolutely 100% did not write. We know that. We saw these on the show that you didn't write these, Luann. Why are you pretending you wrote these? Chic C'est La Vie, I don't think she wrote that. Money Can't Buy You Class, did not write. Feeling Giovanni, most certainly did not write. And Viva La Diva, you did not write these songs. What are you just going to go claim cats? You can't do that.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because my new musical Cats is coming out. So
it's a musical, but it's about cats.
Okay. It takes the poetry of S.T. Eliot and it sets it to music.
I've been doing shows about pussy for years, am I right, Court?
So now they're singing their song, and Bill is so funny. Bill's just like recording on his phone, and Luann's like, okay, some instructions. Okay, so when I do Never Seen Two Girls Like Us, okay, when I do that, that's when I want a little a bop 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 on the piano. Like, no, no, Lou, let's follow him. Let's follow him on the piano. No, but we're the artist. He follows. No, but we follow Courtney Cox, okay? Courtney Cox, the actual famous person here.
He follows you, trust me. Listen, if you want people to follow you, carry around some bongos. It works every time. And Sonia's like, she just wants to do a good job for the town. True dat. Am I right, Billie Eilish? But don't get so caught up in the jiggity-jiggity details, am I right?
Okay, here we go. Okay, when we just a note for everyone here, a creative note from the songwriter. Okay, when we first got to Benton, now you got to make Benton big. So Benton, really big, really sell it, Benton.
So Luann's like, two syllables. All right, we're gonna need to take 5, take 9. We need some time. And Bill's like, well, these girls, their hearts are in the right place. They're full of sugar and goodness, but golly, they need to work a little harder on musicianship.
Okay, you know what? I've got an idea. Courtney, why don't you work on the song a little bit? And by song, I mean the general sketchy outline of a concept that we have. And we'll work on the song a little bit too, as in we'll just go to Dairy Queen, and then we'll just meet up in a couple of days. And Courtney's like, the fuck with these women?
She's like, Courtney, put your name into 411, Courtney Cox, and call a girl with actual talent. And once you've had a nice meeting with old Court, get back to us, all right?
So they go back to the motel, and basically Mike, Luann's brother, is going to do, he's going to do the renovation. Like, the plan is like right now. So Sonia's like, okay, we got to change the vanity in here. How about we put in a stainless steel sink? It's like,
stainless steel? We're going to make the Sonia and Luann suites and maybe charge more for those. You know, maybe, you know, all this... What did she say?
She goes, oh, you know, we could like charge them. My room could be called the Chic Suite. I'm like, how are you not calling it the Chic Say La Suite. She gets so close. So she's like, well, what would I put on my door as an attraction? Usually they say something like, Lincoln slept here, or J.P. Morgan slept here, or John Adams. How about with me, it's Sonia fucked here.
And then they show a mock-up of the hotel sign changed to say, Sonia fucked here.
So she's like, so now Lou, if I understand, wants to remove this wall, remove this vanity, then put a leg under here. And Mike's like, just put a vanity here and then a walk-in closet. A hotel with a walk-in closet? You don't need a walk-in closet in a motel room.
Yeah, this is not where we're going for luxury closet accommodations.
And Mike's funny. He goes, Lou owes me big time. I was on vacation in Canada having a ball. She wouldn't take no for an answer. So here I am. Let's just get this done.
He goes, wow. He's like, you guys are really piling it on. And so Luann goes, well, welcome to our world. Like, what have you guys had piled on?
So they go get into the truck. And Sonia's like, well, I thought we were going to get help from Ben, my favorite contractor. However, he has COVID, so he's going to lend us his tools. I've never met a man that lets you use his tools before. Not those tools.
So they go to this, like, garage kind of place. And Ben is really, he's like there and he's like in a room. So I guess he got to Benton and got COVID and they have quarantined him in the back room of some like mechanic shop. So he's there and Luann's like walking on there's a carpet. And Luann's like, oh yes, finally real carpet. I've been wanting to walk on this for weeks and weeks. It's like my feet is fucking the ply right now. Wow, you might as well just call this a fireman. Feels so good.
And so she's like, a real carpet. God, thank God. Those carpets at the motel have been there for 30 years. That's older than my kids. Dear guts and hotness all over. Hunter's walking all over it. That's what I'm walking on. No wonder my feet are dirty. And Akash goes, it's the asphalt. I'm telling you. Walking around barefoot on the asphalt.
So Sonia's now getting itchy. She's getting itchy under her bra strap and in her legs and everything because she's allergic to dust. So she's like, I'm getting itchy. I got the allergies. And they find like a shop vac. So they're gonna haul that out. And she's like, whenever I get a dusty situation, you know what? My ears get itchy and then my crotch. And I'm just not gonna last much longer. So let's get this equipment out of here before I'm just like a full on itchy lady who just needs to get fucked for her allergies to go away.
She's so gross. She's like, my asshole's already itching. That's where it starts, you know? So then she squats down to pick a tool up off the ground with her dress as a glove. I'm like, that's going to help the crotch itch.
I know.
She's like, yeah, it gets itchy under your legs, your bra strap, your ass crack, your asshole. It's like, okay. So they go get some carpet or something, I don't know. And Sonia's like, Mike, so you can get this done in 3 days? That would be great. He's like, 3 days? I'm going to be here for 5 hours. Show me what you want.
I have a pontoon that I rented in a lake in Quebec. I'm getting back to that as soon as possible. So now they start like pulling apart the closet and like taking out the vanities. And Luann's like really excited. She's like, oh, this is amazing. Wow. If you were my brother, I'd fuck you right now. And Sonia, like, while this is happening, while they're demoing Luann's bathroom, Sonia's making a bubble bath. She's like giving a bubble bath tutorial in her bathroom.
Yeah, Sonia's on her own planet as usual. She's like, you know, I love a bath. Sometimes they only have showers, but I love baths. You turn them on water, you know, and then you put some soap in there. Then you put your toes in to make sure, because sometimes people just get in and then they burn themselves. You don't want to burn yourself. Put your toe in first.
Yeah, like how to do a bath. So then Luann's drilling the wall and she's like, you know what? Sometimes places only have showers and that doesn't work for me. You know what? You know what's great about baths? You have to use a tub. So here's the deal with tubs. Tubs are things that hold liquid. Yeah, you're learning a lot. I understand. I'll go slower.
Luann's like, oh, Mike, did you see that fly? He's been my roommate for weeks. He lays on more things than Sonia. It's incredible.
So now we go back to Sonia's room and it's time to renovate Sonia's. And Luann's like, hey, Sonia Rita, watch this. Watch how Mike does it. Look, watch. He's going to pull that sink off. You're going to get so horny. Yeah, I got a hot brother.
is going to pull it off.
Oh, that's what they say about me. Mike's like, be careful with how this saw works, because once you get it in, you can't get it out. Hey, that's what they say about me. You already used that one, Sonia. Hey, that's what they say about me. You already used that one.
She's always like this after she takes a bubble bath. She gets herself horned up and gets on a loop.
It's an itchy asshole loop. It happens. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Okay, Sonia, so they've removed the sink, and now it's like they need to haul it out, and they need help. And Luann's like, Sonia, where is that bitch when you need her? And it cuts to her, because along the way, like before they pulled out the sink, they pulled off like a strip of like siding or whatever. Formica. Yeah. And so Sonia's like playing with it. And so now she's like outside in the parking lot pretending it's a whip, and she's just whipping things in the parking lot like
a child.
She's
like putting it up against her head like a headband. And she's like, focus, Sonia. She's slapping everyone's butts. And then she comes in and offers Mike a Jell-O shot, which I love that she's just made Jell-O shots in her fridge.
It's like, wow, you got all the luxuries here.
So we see two older ladies sitting, and it's Marcy Ellen and Larice. And Larice is like, I'm Larice Lewis, or Latrice.
And, Mary Ellen Aiken and Ruth Lewis.
With Ruth? How did I put Larice?
Because you wrote Lewis, and Ruth got, I think, mixed up into Lewis, so it became Larice.
My notes barely make any sense. I would love it if her name was Larice. I'm completely out of it. I'm Mary Ellen Aiken. I think we're both real excited about the new talent show, because I didn't know that Luann and Sonia were talented, and they can sing and dance. It's like, oh, God, who told you that?
I know. We didn't know that either. So Ruth is like, well, we may be sorry about this. Can you believe that? And Mary Ellen's like, yeah, we may have to move.
Yeah. So Sonia and Lou are way too dressed up to go to this thing. Okay. Lou's like in a sparkly boob dress, and she's wearing a blonde wig and her crazy Viva La Diva hat thing. And she's like, it's our first rehearsal. And at this point, I'm afraid to be laughed off stage because of Sonia, of course. I'll be fabulous. I mean, listen, Lifetime Achievement Award, 6 songs, am I right?
So it's 9 days until the Follies, which is upside down number of 6, which is the number of songs Luann has written. And Bill's like, all right, okay, so women, like, you guys, we're gonna do tech rehearsal for lighting and sound. Okay,
well, we only have one tech rehearsal, and we only have one chance to get it right. It's like that rapper Reese's Pieces once sang, you only get one chance, one shot, you know the rest. So let's start their tech rehearsal.
So Bill gives a speech. He's like, everyone, thanks for being on time. We're going to make this happen. And Luann's like, no, girls. Because he's this obvious dance squad, okay? They're all wearing their, like, gym uniforms, and they're sparkly, and they come out, and they pose and wait for the music. And Luann's like, girls, no. I need you to come out when the music starts. No, that's not how they have to be on there. That's where the dance starts. And they don't know how to tell her. So they're just like staring at her. She's like,
no, you have to come out with the music. Bill, dancers cannot come out without music. Music needs to start. Music first, little slut second. Okay. So
he's like,
stem cell retainers after the music. Music first. Super fans second, okay? Girls, you look wonderful. You'll all get an autograph afterwards.
And Luann's like, oh my God, everything's going to be fine. You know, I just rehearsed 30 minutes before the show. You don't like it? Get new ears. That's what I say.
Lump it. So then now, like, there's a guy on stage, and Luann's like, hello, excuse me. Something wrong with his mic. I can't hear him. Okay, what's the deal with the mic? Can we get a mic in here? Come on. And can we also get my brother mic? God, he's sexy.
So then a lady comes on and sings the national anthem. You know, she needs to go. I'm sorry, lady. I hope you're not listening to this, but please never sing that song again, okay? That's as bad as flag burning as far as what you just did to the national anthem. You might as well pooped on a flag and started it on fire, okay?
It's definitely up there with, like, Roseanne and Fergie. So then Luann's like, okay, I have a note. My mic isn't working. Hello, can we get my mic isn't working. Hello, I'm a musical director here. I'm trying to make some notes, and how can I possibly do this if my mic isn't working?
Bill, is this the graphic we're going to go with, the lights? I mean, look, the national anthem, she gets polka dots, Bill. Polka dot lights, is that what we're doing here? And Sonia's like, well, I like it. She goes, why are we stopping, girls? Keep dancing, girls. So they're like, okay. So they're like trying to keep dancing.
I want all the acts on stage all at once doing all your acts. Okay, let's just see how that works.
Luann just becomes a total monster. She's like, okay, girls, I don't want you to pose until the music starts. Can you wait in the wings? Wait in the wings, girls. Sonia's like, don't make them nervous. Oh, she just doesn't get it. Do we have a uniform way to do your hair? Oh, God, I can't. Hacks. All right, get out of here, girls.
Guitarist, can we swap out the guitar for a tuba? Is that something we can do? Okay, you are now playing the tuba. Now, why can't you play your song?
Is there any hotter person to play a tuba here? Is there one fuckable tuba person? And hell, I'd settle for one fuckable tuba. Really, anybody?
And then this little girl is tumbling, and she falls by accident. And Luann goes, oh, well, you all look great, but careful over there. Little Miss Failure. I mean, did you slip? You can't slip on the show. Okay, this is the Follies, all right? All right, I need you to go into the corner, stare at the corner, and think about what you've done and how you've disappointed every single person in this auditorium.
So then they have this gym crew come out, and they're dancing, and there's tumblers, because that's what it is. It's like a cheer team or something. And so, you know, they're dancing, and then the tumblers come in and do their thing. And Sonia goes, Bill, I have a comment. You know, I just find it hard to watch the three dancers when that girl's doing all those gymnastics moves.
Okay, how about this? Let's take out half the tumblers, and then can we find Mr. Richard from the Bayou? Can we just have him take his shirt off in the back? I think that'd be much better to watch.
Listen, you know, at some point in the show, are we going to ever highlight how well you people fuck in this town? Because you really do. Even the tourists. So Luann's like, I think what Sonia's trying to say. She goes, well, I think they heard me, Luann. Did everybody get it? Cut the gym people. I need the gym people to get the hell off the stage. And she's like, well, what about my opinion? Doesn't that matter? Oh, Bill, how about your opinion on my comment before Luann tries to get her comment in here?
Well, we're having some creative differences, okay? So Sonia's like, okay, well, Luann thinks that she's Simon Cowell here, and she's not Simon Cowell whatsoever.
And Bill's like, well, with, you know, these are like having kids, because with kids, you can call the parents, but, you know, when your kid's going nuts, but now who am I going to call about these two? There's no one to call.
And Lou's like, Sonia, it's complicated.
You're complicated. I want my note. Get rid of the gym people. Is there anybody in here with a rifle? Shoot the people doing gymnastics.
So then they're eating their like lunch, their takeout, and Luann goes, do you want a potato? You want the potato? She's like, yeah. She's like, here, take it back, fucking bitch. Take it.
she just drops a whole baked potato on Sonia's plate.
And that's where it ended. So
what a stupid show. I love this show.
I know. It is really very funny. I'm excited to see how the Benton Follies works out. It'll be a show they'll put on every year in the city. We'll see.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, time will tell. This has sure been a fun week, y'all.
Thanks, everyone, for being here and for listening. And we will catch you next week with a whole new slate of episodes. And bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.